The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Thank this God and appreciate Him. Give Him praise. Celebrate Him. Let God know that you are here to thank Him. Appreciate Him. Give Him all the praise and all the glory. Father, we bless you. We worship you. We give you praise. El Shaddai, Lily of the Valley, Rose of Sharon, the King of Glory, the Most High. Blessed be thy name. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. To you be all the glory. We worship you. We acknowledge you as our Father. We acknowledge you as our source. We acknowledge you as our fortress. We acknowledge you as our helper. We acknowledge you as our everything. If not for your grace, if not for your love, if not for your kindness, where will we be by now? Thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Blessed be thy name. We are at your feet tonight on this final night. Father, make this night everybody's night in the name of Jesus. Online, on ground, in all our churches connected, make this night everybody's night. Let no life remain under the siege of the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. Set lives free. Set destinies free. Release your blessings upon your people. Release your grace upon us afresh. And let the grace for increase be released tonight. We vow to return the glory to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear a loud amen? A louder amen. You were in any of their services yesterday and you were blessed. Either the service in the morning or the one in the evening or both or all. Can I see your hand of clap to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I am that I am, the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon, the Almighty God. To Him be all the glory. Shake at least two people and tell them welcome to the 12th day. And then please be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this 12th night of this fast. We are grateful to God for all that He has done for us since this fast began. And I know that tonight, without an exception, everyone will experience God afresh in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. We have quite a lot to achieve tonight. We'll be going into the Word. Also, we'll be going into the session of the communion. And then we'll be going into the feet washing session. And then we'll be going into the prayer session, the prophetic session. And we trust God that tonight will be a life-changing night for everyone in the name of Jesus. Amen. Protecting your increase is what we'll be talking about tonight. Protecting your increase. Protecting your increase. We have been talking about increase since the month started and since the year started. And I must tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that increase is good. When we are talking about increase, We are talking about God changing your level. We are talking about God answering your prayers the way you want it and the area you want it. That is adding to your life what will make your life beautiful. Hello. Adding to your life what will make your life sweet. This is very wonderful. And I can tell you God is ready to do this. However, getting this thing is very wonderful. Getting blessed is very good. Attracting the mercy and the blessings of God is very good. But you need protection. Increase is good and wonderful, but increase needs protection. Psalm 91 and verse 2. Psalm 91, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. So, God is a God that increases but also protects your increase. He will give you what you want, but He wants to also protect your increase. Quickly tonight, wonderful people, great men and women of faith, what is protection? Protection simply means preservation from loss, injury, and defense against harm. Protection means preservation from loss, injury, and defense against harm. You know that the work of the devil is to harm people, to collect what they have. John chapter 10 verse 10. The enemy cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The devil doesn't have any other work. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 verse 8 that he is as a roaring lion. He is going about seeking whom to devour. He is just moving. Who can I steal from? Who can I kill? Who can I destroy? It will never be you in Jesus' name. I say it will never be you in the name of Jesus. The best, there are different kinds of protection. There is security guards, there is mobile police, there are different kinds of security. There is drone protection, there is gun, GPMG, double barrel, pistol, chemical weapons, different kinds of protection. There's charm. I hope you know there's charm. I heard something yesterday that one guy, they were looking for him about and they wanted to get him. So he went to the bank and they had already placed something on his account that whenever he appears, they will arrest him. So they saw him and they called the police to come and arrest him. So while the police said, we are coming, wait, they said, okay, let's hand over to the police, the mobile police that are in the bank. So they took him somewhere with mobile police and he disappeared from the bank. So there are different kinds of protection. But the best protection is the protection of... There's a guy in this our area here. I don't want to call his name, but many of you know him, who was a very influential person in the Yoruba land, who was attacking a particular government to create a new state somewhere and this kind of thing. And then it was a terror to the government and they were trying to attack him. They used cutlass, he would not enter. They would use different things, he would not enter. Eventually they tried to harm him and he wanted to escape, so they went to arrest him in another country and put him in jail. It was charm to charm. They charm jam each other. So they lock him in jail until the guy is Sima. You know the person I'm talking about? So I know you are very intelligent people, so praise God. That's why I say a lot of proverbs. Before I finish, you know what I'm saying. Praise God. The best kind of protection is divine protection. I used to have a friend, a medical doctor. Very nice gentleman, very sharp, with muscle. Used to ask for a lot of muscle. And then he feels as if he's very safe. Because muscle, I can attack you if you attack me, I can do this. So armed robbers went to his house and waited for him outside when he was pressing horn for security to open gates. As they tried to open the gate, they opened the door of the car, they dragged him out. They said, "Give us the key, we are taking this car." He said, "No, you can't take this car." And they shot him on the spot. And he died right on the spot. The question is that at that point, his muscle could not work for him. At that point, his PhD could not work for him. The best protection you can have is divine protection. Of course, recent events of the world makes divine protection imperative and unavoidable. Those who ignore divine protection end up becoming victims of evil of the world. You will never be a victim again in the name of Jesus. What are some facts about divine protection of your increase? I'll give us five of that very quickly tonight. Number A, fact about divine protection of your increase, that divine protection is a choice every believer must make. Divine protection is a choice, is the best choice every believer must make. B, divine protection is the most reliable form of protection. The protection of God is the best protection, is the most reliable protection. God's servant Abadeboye said when he was an unbeliever, one of his friends took him to Ibabalawo because he used to have accidents often. And then that one gave him something to put in his car. As he left Ibabalawo and he was going, he had another accident again. It shows how unreliable the protection of the world is. See, fact about divine protection for your increase, that divine protection has not failed and cannot and will not fail. Divine protection has not failed and can never fail. You can't be protected by God and your protection, you now say, God failed me in my protection. He will not do that. Divine protection cannot fail and will never fail. D, fact about divine protection is that divine protection is a necessity if safety is your desire. If you really want safety, the best safety is for God to be protecting you. The best kind of safety is for God to be preserving you. And E, fact about divine protection is that divine protection is our covenant right as believers. As a believer, as a child of God, divine protection is our covenant right as a believer. Divine also means supernatural. Divine also means supernatural. Praise the Lord. So protection is the act of shielding or defending someone or something against harm, attack, injury, or danger. Protection simply means shielding or defending someone or something against attack, injury, or danger. And divine protection is God's way of defending and shielding man from the dangers of the devil and his agents. Divine protection is God's way of shielding man, shielding his children from the wickedness of the wicked and from the forces of hell. Somebody that is moving along with me, shout a big hallelujah. Quickly tonight, wonderful people, great men and women. Why do believers need divine protection? Why? Why? You say, Pastor, why do I really need this divine protection? Number one, high rate of wickedness in the world. The first reason why you need divine protection is there's so much wickedness in the world. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world, not only Nigeria, not Ghana alone, not UK alone, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. The whole world lies in wickedness. You need protection because the whole world is full of wickedness. I know somebody that was in Nigeria here and said, problem is too much, witches are too much, problem stress is too much. And the person relocated to Canada. And in Canada, within the space of less than 6 months, she was attacked. And the next thing we saw was rest in peace. She left Nigeria here. The battle did not sink her in Nigeria. She said, I'm leaving Nigeria. If I get to Canada, I'll be okay. You know, at least, you see, divine protection is so crucial because the wickedness of the world is not hindered by barriers of water or by barriers of the air. It's only God that can place barrier between you and the wicked. Number two, why do you need divine protection? High rate of cruelty. Psalm 74 verse 20. Say, have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of what? Habitations of cruelty. Listen to me. Immediately it gets dark, there is rise in cruelty. The dark places of the earth is full of habitations of cruelty. Yes, there's a lot of wickedness during the day, but wickedness increases once it is night. You need protection. You need preservation. It's a pity. People that are unbelievers, they know how to use their own preservation very well. You see them, they will tie something on their leg. You see them, they will put something on their chest. You see something, they will put something in their mouth. You will see them, they will tie something around there. But Christians, they are so casual. Nobody here will be wasted this year and beyond in Jesus' name. There's so much cruelty now. People are so wicked now than before. People were wicked before, but the wickedness now is unprecedented. I told you the story. This one, I saw it live. I say, people are wicked. A young lady has a friend. Very close. They are very close friends. That one plays a phone. Is it phone now or charger or something? Or a power bank. Place a power bank somewhere. The other one, the owner of the power bank left. The other friend stole the power bank. And they started, who stole this power bank? He said, I don't know. And they started consoling the person. This is a very wicked world. People stole your power. How come? This is a wicked world. In Yoruba, they call it Ashinibanidaro. They now say, but there's CCTV here now. Because the CCTV is in one corner, just like, you know, there's CCTV here now, in this church now. Maybe you don't know. They are capturing you as you are. You don't know. Everything going on here is recorded. See you. Everything with the wickedness in this world will not record. So let me go back to that story. So they said, there's CCTV here now. Let's even go and check. So they checked. The owner of the thing left. Quickly went out to do something. The other person looked left, looked right, looked left, picked the power bank, dropped it, and went out to go and. The same person that was saying, what kind of wickedness is the same person? I'll be doing a lot of it in my place tonight. I hope you don't mind. The insect that is eating up the leaf or the vegetable is around the insect. It's not far from the insect. The insect that want to destroy the vegetable is not far from the insect. Number three, why do you need protection of the Almighty God? You, your family, your children, your fiancé, your husband, why do you need protection? Rapid increase in criminal activities. You will agree with me that one is very prevalent among us here. Criminal activities are now the order of the day. Satan is trying to ensure that there is so much violence, the ungodly quest for material possession and wealth has led to increased armed robbery, violence, kidnappings. Now, you will now see some videos of children of 9 years old, 10 years old, practicing how to use a gun so that they can go to the road and stop a bus and push the people into the bush as victims of kidnapping. A place call to their family. Call all of you, call your parents now, 100 million straight each. Increase in criminality. Increase in criminality. Criminality has become very rampant. For you, it will never come near you again. The last time anybody came into your house to steal anything is the last day we do in the name of Jesus. I say that is the last day we do in the name of Jesus. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. The protection of God shall be upon you permanently. Increase in criminality. I've told you many years ago, I used to work in a particular organization. And one day, I was very tired. I had worked so hard that day. So I was tired. I called the security man. Come and help me push. People come to box cash after the war, after the work. Maybe we have closed. And you want to pay in. You can't pay in. So they will box it inside the place. I say, help me box. So I sat down. Oh yeah, box this thing for me. So he boxed it. He locked it. That guy, I was the one paying his fees. I was the one assisting him in the bank. He was a security man. But sir, can you assist me? I was assisting him. So he boxed. I said, okay, draw it to the entrance of the vault. So that in the night, when we are going inside the vault, we can take it in with others. But there is a room opposite the vault. So instead of taking it inside the vault, he pushed the money inside the opposite of the vault. And I didn't know. So we closed. We went home. But the following day, the money had developed wings. My boss used to like me very well. He used to call me one particular nickname. I will not tell you. That day, immediately he saw me. He did not call me my nickname. He called me my real name. So I knew there's an issue. And I saw mobile police everywhere. What's going on? They said, the money you bought yesterday. I said, no, nah. So they started investigating. This was many years ago. And I think I've told you this story before. When we started investigating, they said, what? I said, I boxed this thing. This is where I signed. I said, this security man that even helped me. So the thing started looking like maybe it was him or something like that. So he said, hey, there's something I remembered. He said, after everybody had gone home, Oga, me, that's my second name, Rotimi. Oga Rotimi came back. Oga came back, that I came back after everybody has gone. So I was so mad. I went towards him. I wanted to give him. So the mopos used gun. So I already knew that it was the one that stole the money. So they now started investigating. And I said, you two security men walk. You walk inside. He said, yes. The one walking outside, go and call him. He said, did you know when this man, Victor man, did you know when he went home? They said, yes. Did he come back? He said, come back. I was outside throughout. He signed out. He said, don't come back. So everybody knew what happened. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been facing battle, long not be today. You know, the pot. I think you say I should go. Should I go to my place? I shouldn't go there. The pot that we eat sweet soup, it's bomb will be very hot. The person that will be great, he will suffer. The devil will try to suffer the person's glory. Any power trying to suffer your glory, that power be wasted tonight. Amen. I came here with a judgmental mantle tonight. I did not come here for play. I came here with judgmental mantle. I came here tonight to judge the wicked. Anyway, the story is, the rest of the story you know, how eventually he disappeared from work, stopped coming to work, so they were sure he was the one, and then they had to go and search for him. And he was only able to return back few of the money, and we had to pay the rest and as a punishment and all that. But what I'm trying to tell you is that people are wicked. That it doesn't mean that because you are doing good to people, they will do good back to you. Number four, why do you need protection of God? against perils and environmental hazard. Of course, you know the perils and environmental hazard of life. Perils and environmental hazard. Tremors, flooding, famine. There's a particular fire problem going on right now. Is it in Florida or California? California. As in, there's no fire. They did not set fire. Wind is blowing and the wind is sparking fire and it is catching trees and going on houses. It's going on presently. Now, when you get home, you can browse it. Something fire in California is on now. Fire is just spreading. They did not match anything. They did not start fire. Wind is just hitting trees together. And then those trees will catch fire. And then those trees are in front of houses. So the fire will drop on the house. And the house will begin to go on fire. And so a street, like from down the street down, all the houses there, including cars, burnt. Tremors, famine, earthquakes, and many other things. The wickedness of the wicked has become so terrible. People go to hospital to deliver with a safe baby. And somehow, maybe they are not so careful, or they are not prayerful enough, or maybe they are not watchful enough. Wicked people try to take what belongs to them into their evil covens. But tonight, every power set to waste anybody in your family shall be wasted. Amen. Quickly tonight, how to access and enjoy divine protection. How do you access and enjoy divine protection? Number one, understand your new status in Christ. Understand your status in Christ. Psalm 82 verse 5. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. They know not means they don't know who they are. Please, can you know who you are? You are the son of the King of Kings. You are not permitted for the devil to waste you or to intimidate you. You are the child of God. Know who you are and enforce who you are. You are the child of the King. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. Colossians 3, verse 3. The Bible speaking there. It says, for we are dead and for ye are dead and your life is hid in Christ. Did I bring my... Get me an handkerchief. I can't find my handkerchief here. Okay, don't worry. This is a pen. And this pen is inside my jacket. Can just anybody just enter into my jacket and put his hand inside my jacket and bring out this pen? Eh? No. We are hid in Christ. In fact, there's another pen there already. So you didn't know until I brought it out for you to see. So I brought out this pen and I brought out the new pen too. You are hid in Christ. Christ has hid you in him. You cannot be wasted. Your blood cannot be used as sacrifice. Your children's blood cannot be used as sacrifice. So, understand who you are in Christ. Once you are born again, you are hidden in Christ. You are not permitted to be wasted, to be destroyed, or to be destabilized. Number two, how to access and enjoy this protection. Be conscious of his ever-abiding presence. Be conscious of the presence of God. Matthew 28 verse 20. Matthew 28 and verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God is with you always. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5 and verse 8. Zechariah chapter 2. For I, said the Lord of hosts, I will be unto her a wall of fire. Someone say wall of fire. But we are going to use fire plenty tonight. Wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Verse 8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory had he sent me unto the nations which spoilt you. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of God's eye. Anybody that is touching you is trying to touch the apple of God's eye. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? So be conscious of God's abiding presence. When you are traveling, you are not traveling alone. When you are in the house, you are not alone. When you are in the bedroom, you are not in the bedroom alone. When you are going somewhere, you are not going alone. God is going with you everywhere you go. Never alone. Never ever abandoned. Never forsaken. Never defeated. Number three, how can you continue to enjoy divine protection? Embrace spiritual sensitivity. I need to be very fast now because of time. Embrace spiritual sensitivity. Be sensitive. No one can be sensitive without close association with the Holy Spirit and humility. Be sensitive. You can't be sensitive without this kind of thing we are doing, fasting. Fasting. With fasting, with sensitivity, you pick signals. You pick signals. One day, I was preaching here on a Wednesday, and then suddenly, I said, let us pray. Let us intercede against accidents. Not knowing somebody was traveling in our midst here. The person did not tell me. And nobody told me. And the person was right at the point of death. The person was sitting in a particular place. So, after we prayed, the car broke down. And somebody now said, please, this place you are seated, can I sit there? You move to so-so place. So, they exchanged seats. Shortly after that, the car had an accident. The person that sat where this person sat before was the first person to die. And this other person came out clean. Not a single scratch. We need spiritual sensitivity. We need spiritual sensitivity. We need spiritual sensitivity. One time in our house, I just told my wife, I said, something is not right here. I feel something is not right. So I will get up and I will go out of the house. I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. I will go around. I'll be praying that something is not right. I just feel something is not right here. Some days later, I told my driver to go to the back of the house and do some work there. And suddenly, sir, he has seen something on the floor. They dug it out. Somebody had planted something in our house. Maybe only God knows. At the back of the house. If somebody was not sensitive to pick that something was wrong, it just scattered the entire place. It just scattered the entire destiny of the people that are there. Everyone that has planted anything around you to destroy you, today that thing goes back to sender. I say it goes back to sender. Number four, access, how to access and enjoy protection is tithing. Tithing. Be a tither. Tithing safeguards. If you read Malachi chapter 3, from verse 9 particularly, you will see that tithing safeguards you and brings about protection. It defends. I was telling the men last night, bring your business under covenant insurance. Malachi chapter 8 and verse 9 particularly, verse 9, verse 10 and all that. Bring your business under covenant insurance. Bring your business under God. Bring your finances under God. Let God protect it for you against losses. Verse 9. I've told you, don't put amateur on the something when I'm preaching, please. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10. Bring ye all the tithe in the storehouse, that there might be meat in my house. And prove me now here, we said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out the blessing, that there might be meat, room. Pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. That's where I'm going. Say, because you are a tither, I will not allow the devourer to steal you your blessing. Cannot steal your child. Cannot steal your wife. Cannot steal your husband. Cannot steal your property. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. It shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall the vine cast her fruit before the time in the field. Tithing is a medium of protection. Let anybody say anything they want to say. That's their own cup of tea.
everybody is the architect of his own life. So, but what we believe, we believe. They believe that they should use their money for alcohol and carrying of whatever. We believe in using our finances to advance the work and work of God continually, consistent. That's our own addiction. So everybody is free to be addicted to what he likes. Yes or no? Yes. Number five, how to access and enjoy divine protection. Sacrifice. You can activate divine protection through sacrifice. Psalm 20 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 20 verse 1 to 3. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Somebody say amen. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary. Strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all your offerings and accept thy bond sacrifice. So your offerings and your sacrifice can be a shield of protection. It can be a ransom seed for you to protect you against the wiles of the wicked. One of our women here was in labor, and I was called that, Papa, this lady, I don't know what is going on. She's pushing, she's doing, and from the entrance of the hospital, I could hear her voice shouting, God of Kuforiji, God of Kuforiji. I say, hey, oh Lord, Mama, checking my embarrassment, probably lady. Oh God, she was shouting. The husband said, I should enter. I say, I cannot enter because at that point, she's already scattered. I cannot say, but so I started praying. I said, let's pray. We pray, tired, nothing happened. I say, what's going on? All of a sudden, I just say, devil, you are a liar. So I went to the car. I picked the anointing oil. And I told God, I say, God, and I mentioned a particular sacrifice, I will not tell you. I say, God, if you deliver this woman, this is what I will do for you. Now, do this particular sacrifice. I'll transfer this particular amount, and this is that. And I gave the husband, take this oil. It is blessed. Take it to her. Ladies and gentlemen, the rest is history. God delivered her perfectly. Sacrifice works. It works. It works. When my wife and I were trusting God for our first child, and it was as if nothing was going to happen, you know, that was exactly also what I did. We're building a church. In the church we attended at that time, and a sacrifice was done, and God brought about that great man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As I begin to round up, how again can you enjoy protection? Number six, proclaiming the gospel. Do you know that evangelizing can bring about protection? When you are useful to God, he will not want you to die. I hope you know that. Anything useful to you, you will not want the thing to be destroyed. Anything useful to you, you will not want it to be destroyed. If you are useful to God, God will not want you to die. And listen to me, one of the things that will make you useful to God is to be involved in evangelism, talking about God. In Luke chapter 10, verse 17 to 19, Luke chapter 10, 17 to 19, when it says, and the 70 returned, they returned from evangelism with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now go to verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the works of the devil. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Why? Because from verse 17, they went out this year, be involved in evangelism. With evangelism, with soul winning, you are easily defended from the wickedness of the wicked, from the arrows of the wicked, from satanic orchestrations. Do you want defense? Try as much as possible to call people into God's kingdom. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. Instead of posting rubbish, post about God. Post about programs. Post things that will excite people to want to come to the house of God. I stumbled on something recently on the internet. They were advertising cigarettes. On the internet, they were just advertising cigarettes. A lady wanted to smoke. And then she put, I even thought it was something that makes sense she wanted to advertise. Then she was just doing like everything. Then somebody gave us, and then she just smoked. I said, "Oh, cool. Like, ah, wonderful thing." I said, "Are you kidding me? Are you really serious? Is cigarette you want to advertise? Le what should be if you advertise the Land Cruiser, or you want to advertise a big house in Banana Island? Cigarette, wonderful." Somebody will now say we should not advertise Jesus. Advertise God; He will protect you. He will not allow the devil to waste you. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter the level. Do it at your own level. Do it at your what? At your level. Some people can spend money. Some people can go out massively. Some people can do it in the neighborhood. Some people can do it on the internet. We must do it. We must not live a wasted life. Nobody here will live a wasted life. I say nobody here will live a wasted life. Say a loud amen. As I begin to round up, number, what am I on now? Number 7, reject fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Reject fear. If you are going to live long, reject fear. What you are fearing is fearing you. How many of you know that when snake is moving, it's and you turn it, and the snake itself will run away? What you are fearing is fearing you. Please don't allow anything at all to make you fear this year. Take audacious steps. When this place was being constructed, I came here to pray in the night. This whole place was bush. Thank God many people are coming here now that this place is a city now. There's plenty. This whole place, this whole environment, everywhere bush. So I was praying here in the night. Outside, some policemen saw me. And they cock gun. They wanted to tell you shoot. I said, "You will shoot who? For what reason?" I said, "You are here in this bush environment. Everywhere bush." I said, "Bush." I said, "This place is soon going to be a church." They said, "Oh, you are a pastor." And they were not carrying police car. They were inside bus. They parked themselves inside. All these police people that normally go and bust hotels and bust people that are smoking cocaine. Don't fear. Don't allow fear. Don't allow the devil to tell you you are going to die. That sickness you brought here, it must sink tonight. Jesus must sink that sickness 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 tonight. Rise up and pray in the Holy Ghost.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.